committee to order. Let the record show that Senator Lassen, Senator Fisher, Senator Zoroff, and Chairman Senator Coghill are present. First order of business, gentlemen, is Senate Joint Resolution 34 by Representative Cato. There's a letter from the governor. Straightforward. Do we have any public to testify? There's nobody to testify. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Which one was it? I'm sorry.
34. H.J.R. 34.
Chairman, I'll move H.J.R. 34 out of committee with individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent.
Senator Fisher moves and asks unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 34 moved from the committee with individual recommendations. Objection? No objection. And so ordered. And so House Joint Resolution 34 is passed from the Resources Committee. We have House Bill 124 before us, an act relating to the oil and gas conservation tax and providing for an effective date. We have any public testimony? In the packet you have a letter from the governor to the Speaker of the House, and you also have a fiscal note. It has to go to finance from here. It's a conservation tax. That instead of 1/8 to 1 cent on each barrel of oil, it's 4 mils per barrel of oil, and then we added in the 50,000 cubic feet of natural gas. And it's a maintenance program that basically, folks, if you read the conservation tax, it pretty much just takes care of the commission.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question. The industry isn't opposing this or anything?
No. I checked, and the industry has no concern.
And the extra revenue comes from whom?
From the gas producers.
Depends upon how much oil they pump, how much gas they use. This bill was before the Labor and Commerce, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Before the Senate bill was before Labor and Commerce here about 2 weeks ago. Chad Chatterton came down and testified. I don't see his testimony in this because it's a different bill, but
it's a House bill.
Same bill. And essentially what he says when we changed the taxation program, whenever that was, they wiped out this conservation tax. What it does, it raises enough money to cover the cost of the commission, which is a commission that is not, it's an independent commission, which does not even release any information to the state relative to the gas and oil fields. And they act very independently of the state. This increase will more than cover their budget, but their budget is going down over a number of years. However, my question was, if you only need so much to operate the commission, why are you collecting so much taxes? And his answer was, it's based upon production levels. And we can see in another year or two the production is going to start dropping off, and that time this year money will be reducing, these revenues will be reduced, so it's going to balance out in the wash.
Senator Jones. Yes?
I'll move and ask unanimous consent that we send the House Bill 124 out of committee with any recommendation.
Before we do that, just one other question.
Senator Zora.
What's the difference between 1/8 and 1 cent as opposed to 4 mils?
4 mils. 1/8 to 1 cent is
quick. 1/8 is it's a raise. Four mils would be 1/4.
4 thousandths of a dollar.
Yeah, 1/4. You're right.
4 mils would be a quarter.
Quarter.
Yeah.
1/8 would be.
So you're doubling it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because production's going down, like what Senator Lassen was saying.
Yeah.
Well, you can see in your fiscal note there, you can see that it peaks out in 88 and 89, the production, and it starts dropping off. See, over the next 3 or 4 years, that's because you reduce production.
Yeah, I don't have any problems.
You remove your objection?
I remove my objection.
Is there any other objection? No objection. So ordered, and House Bill 124 moves out of Resource Committee with individual recommendations. Anything else come before this noble body? If not, return.
We'll vote.